This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents Live from West Palm Beach. Thanks to Academy Sports and Outdoors and Exclusive Furniture. Here's Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast, we expect to have Adam Spillane here shortly. Ben, let us know when we've got Spo on the hotline.
He just requested that Ben give him a call.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
If I read my text properly.
All right, sounds good.
I generally only read the first 7 words of a text and then assume the rest.
Okay.
So it's served me well in life.
You've mostly, made it this far.
Mostly by basically driving people away
Every
from
boy's
me.
Every boy's dream so to co-host a radio show with Sean Pendergast. Sean, text message. Sean, let's get real. You were not looking at antiques in the window. You slipped behind the building and smoked a fatty, and that's why you got lost.
He wasn't.
You're the best, Sean, brother. You're
Sean,
the best.
Sean vapes very what he thinks is discreetly.
Yeah.
That would have been – no. It was weird. That was
I drank a lot of beers.
I should have – I know, and you were, like, transfixed by something in this – and it's not just an antique shop. It wasn't like Sean was looking at an armoire or something. It's like these delicate porcelain
like
figurines and everything. Yeah.
I
did think that was kind of weird.
My in-laws have kind of an obviously like an old style in their house in terms of the decor, and I saw a couple of, and they like cats, so I saw a couple ceramic cats. I'm like, oh, I bet David and Jolynn would really like those. And next thing I knew, I was in the parking lot down the street.
So we've got Spo.
By the way, that texter was. He makes the point of saying, I'm the same guy that read you that you read the text from yesterday about Seth smoking a fatty. Have a great time in West Palm Beach and be safe, pal. He's the guy that sits around smoking fatties listening to us.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. We appreciate that. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. We go to the hotline right now, and we are joined by our Astros reporter. He's on site for us all week long. He'll be out there at the game with us today. Adam Spillane joining us. Spo, how we doing, man?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Good, we're good. So what's was there any big happenings, any big stories out there today? Or just before we get into some of the details, just business as usual out there today?
Yeah, there was an MLB meeting with Rob Manfred. So the commissioner was on site here for about an hour or so. The meeting ran a little bit long, as it normally does. We have our first round of cuts. A couple of pitchers who were a little banged up with shoulder injuries have been reassigned to minor league camp. Ray Gaither, who spent last year in AAA with Sugarland, and then Glenn Otto, who the Astros signed to a minor league deal. He had been with the Rangers previously, kind of a decent prospect back in the day. He was also reassigned to minor league camp. They showed up not feeling great with their shoulders, so they were off to a bit of a – they were behind everybody else.
Are you going to have a sit-down with Manfred and give him a piece of your mind?
Yeah, like you've been
talking
about.
I don't even know what I'm supposed to be angry at him about right now, but I'm angry.
I'll see what I can do. I'll put in a request with the commissioner's office, and I'll get back to you. All we can do is ask, right?
Yeah. Is this like an annual thing, Spo, where Manfred makes the rounds in spring training? Like, what was the gist of the meeting with Major League Baseball?
Yeah, it's one of those annual things where Manfred will go to all 30 teams at some point over the course of spring training. And yeah, I guess the Astros were on the schedule for the day. It was billed as an MLB and MLB security type meeting. So just kind of a rundown of things to expect for the 2025 season, and maybe give the players a chance to voice any issues or concerns that they might have with the league.
Adam Spolane joining us. We are live in West Palm Beach. Spo is with us in West Palm Beach. He was out on site with the Astros this morning in the clubhouse. Spo, you were out there yesterday, and you got some of the audio we've been playing from Lance McCullers today. I guess just I want to get your impressions of what you think. What do you anticipate with McCullers with this comeback and how he's able to potentially contribute to the team this year? What are your expectations?
You know, I don't know if you can put any expectations on it. I think that at this point, when you look at what he has, I mean, he's made 11 major league starts the last 3 years. So I think almost at this point, anything you get from him is gravy. I think that's kind of the way that you have to look at it. But I will say the team has sounded more optimistic about him here in the last month and a half than I think I've heard from them in a while. And it seems like everything's going really well. I think that he maybe identified some things that he might have done wrong in previous ramp-ups. Going back to last year, he talked yesterday about not worrying about velocity nearly as much. He actually went back and watched his bullpens and his live BPs from 2021 when he wasn't rehabbing from an injury, and his velocity was actually lower then than what it was now. And so I think that he thinks that he fell into the trap of wanting to throw hard during some of these bullpens, and that's maybe what set him back a little bit last year. But he, I think people forget just how good he was when he was healthy. I mean, this is going back to 2021, the guy threw 162 innings and finished seventh in Cy Young voting. He was really good in the playoffs before he got hurt in that White Sox series. I think he went 10 innings and gave up just the one solo homer. 2022, he pitched to a 2-something ERA in the 8 starts and had that great start in Seattle in the division series. Like, this is a guy who really can raise the floor of the rotation and really raise the ceiling of the rotation if he pitches at that level that he pitched at before he got hurt in 2022. So obviously that's expecting a lot, especially with what he has dealt with the last couple of years. But if he ever gets back, the Astros really have something with him.
Adam, we've talked the last couple of days about how there's just a different feel to this Astros spring training than a lot of the previous ones over the course of the last decade, because there's new guys and or younger guys that you're going to really depend on this year. And today in the lineup against the Mets, we'll see Paredes, we'll see Walker. What are you most intrigued by watching today?
Honestly, I think it might be Forrest Whitley. And he's supposed to pitch at some point today. He is probably going to make the team, and they need him to be effective, just because you look at the bullpen, you lose Ryan Pressly. That's a big loss, and you don't have like the leverage guys that they've had in the past. Caleb Ort was expected to be one of those leverage guys, and he's down right now. Sean Dubin was supposed to be, that's, you know, some of the news of the day were a couple of other injuries. Sean Dubin has some shoulder inflammation, and he's going to be shut down for a while. He was expected to be a big part of that bullpen this season. So I want to see how some of these bullpen guys look here early in camp, just because you know the hitters aren't going to be up to speed at this point of the season. I mean, they're going to be facing this will be their first at bats in a game situation. So I'm more interested, I guess, in the relievers, because they should be ahead of everybody else. And then obviously, whenever we see it, Jose Altuve in left field is the big thing that you want to see, just because we haven't seen it yet, and it is so new, and it is such a drastic change from what we've seen of him in the past. It sounds like everything is going well with him in left field, but you don't really know until you get to a game situation.
And then is there a chance we see Wisniewski today as well?
Yeah, so Ronel Blanco is going to start, and then Hayden Wisniewski will be one of the guys that comes in after him. Among the guys that are going to pitch today, it's Wisniewski, it's Bennett Sousa. Whitley is on the list to also pitch today. So you're going to start to see some of the guys that are expected to at least compete for bullpen jobs being there today. And then like Rafael Montero is not going to pitch in the game. He is throwing a live BP today, so he's getting closer to pitching in the games. And that's another guy that the Astros really might have to rely on this season. And then Josh Hader will throw a live BP tomorrow, so he's getting closer to pitching in games.
One of these questions that I've meant to ask you sitting around the house the last couple of days, and I don't know why I haven't, but just what's your overall feel about Wisniewski and what he could provide this year?
You know, he's had mixed results with the Cubs, I think. But whenever the Astros get one of these pitchers, you always just have to think, okay, well, they might know something about this guy. And they've just been so good at turning pitchers around and just getting more out of them than their previous teams have been able to get out of them. I think that Kikuchi is probably the absolute best example of that, where that was the guy that they identified and they said, hey, you fix this, you fix that, and you have a totally different pitcher. And he was a totally different pitcher. And Kikuchi made a lot of money just based off those 10 starts that he made with the Astros. So I'll be more interested just to see what he does different with the Astros and what he was doing with the Cubs. We might get a little bit of a look at that here today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Adam Spillane joining us. Hey, Spo, before we let you go, Christian Walker making his debut today, as we mentioned. What are your expectations for him this year? I know the last 3 years he's been a gold glover, been offensively, you know, kind of a late bloomer, I guess. He's had his best seasons the last three seasons here in his early 30s. He's going to be 34 this year. What are your expectations for him this year?
A gold glove caliber first baseman, which this team really needs and really misses. I think that people forgot how valuable Yuli Gurriel was over, you know, what, the previous 7-8 years, just because first base defense is just something that you take for granted. So I think that'll be really key. This is a team that has really fallen off a cliff defensively the last couple of years. So getting a gold glover at that position, I think, will make everybody else better. And then offensively, just a reliable bat in the middle of the order. And they have lacked for power in the last couple of years. Even when you have some of the big names that they have, they went through stretches last year where they just didn't hit for power and they didn't hit home runs. And it's really hard to be a good lineup. It's hard to be a good offense when you can't hit home runs unless you just have a ton of speed, and they don't have a ton of speed. So they need to hit for more power this year. I think that getting more consistent power out of first base is really important to that. So defense at first base and getting some power out of that position, really crucial for them.
Is his swing – I know the big talk of Paredes was that his swing is tailor-made for Minute Maid Park. Is Walker the same sort of dynamic?
I don't think it's quite the same as Paredes, but he will certainly enjoy the Crawford boxes. This is a very right-handed, heavy-hitting lineup, which is not great. I think you'd like to have a little bit more balance, but if you're going to have a right-handed, heavy lineup, you might as well have it at Minute Maid.
Yeah, true. And if you're going to have a left,
whatever they're
Dykin,
calling it.
Yeah. And if you're going to have a left-handed hitter in the lineup, may as well be Yordan Alvarez, I guess. May as well be one of the best.
And the other somewhat advantage with that is, you know, teams are going to line up lefties to face Alvarez late in games. So basically, they're going to be all these right-handed hitters are going to wind up facing left-handed relievers late in games. And so that should give them some better opportunities maybe to have better at-bats, you know, in the eighth and ninth innings.
All right, Spo, we'll see you back at the crib here, man. Appreciate you checking in with us.
All right. Talk to y'all later.
All right. Sounds good. We'll see Spo. See you in a little bit. Adam Spillane does a great job for us covering the Houston Astros. He's so right, man. Like, I had forgotten about that, but, like, first base, you really did take for granted just how good Yuli Gurriel was at scooping balls out of the dirt.
Yeah.
You know, just he was a
gold. Oh, no, 100%.
Gold glove first baseman,
man. There were times with Altuve where there was – remember – I don't want to use the word. Remember, there was concerns, perhaps, about the consistency with which Altuve, him digging himself out of that issue that he had a couple years ago, partly was because Yuli was able to salvage some dicey
throws at
one point.
Didn't damage the team.
Yeah, so having a – it's one of those – all right, is that the thing that's going to make you a championship team? No, but it's one of those things on the margins that really adds up over time.
Yeah, I like that. We're not taking first base for granted anymore. Now we're taking left field for granted.
Yeah.
It's far less important. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. All right, final segment coming up. We'll get back to Lance McCullers. We're going to hit that in this segment, but Spo checking in with us. We thought that would be good to do. Lance McCullers feeling good about things. I think Adam Spillane, I think he's right, man. Like, the team feels pretty confident that they're going to get something out of McCullers this year. How's McCullers feeling about that? We'll hear from him. D'Amico Ryans today at the Combine. What are we hoping?
Ooh.
One thing I think I can guarantee we get from D'Amico Ryans today at the Combine.
Ooh.
So, yes, McCullers, D'Amico. We'll talk to the guys on In the Loop up next.